Hi, we're Travel in Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Kim is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism, and she looks at upcoming events for us that are coming up around the state. Hey, Kim.
Hey, I hope everybody's having a great day, Mark. And we're going to take a look at some great things going on the weekend of November 11th, which Friday, November 11th, for many of us, is a holiday. Mm-hmm. It's Veterans Day.
Yeah.
So you could actually have a long weekend. So let's take a look. In Eureka Springs, it's the Eureka Springs Food and Wine event through November 13th. Get ready to eat, drink, and enjoy. Eureka Springs' finest restaurants offer special dinner menus and wine flights. Other culinary experiences include cooking classes, tastings, a cookbook signing, and a wine event. So check that one out. Now, if you're into antiques, Conway is the site for the Antique Alley Arkansas Antique Show on November 12th to the 13th. More than 100 exhibitors from more than 10 states bring architectural salvage, old advertising, antique toys, linens, primitives, glassware, antique furniture, and more from the 1950s and before. So you'll find nothing after 1959. Now, if you are in a cooking mood, the Winthrop Rockefeller Institute on Pettigean Mountain near Morrilton hosts their Saturday Chef Series on November 12th. This month, it features holiday desserts and confections. These multi-course culinary experiences capture the essence of flavors representing a specific place and or time. Now, each dinner consists of 15 to 20 tasting courses or small portions that capture the essence of a certain dish in just a few bites. Participants experience unique tastes centered around a certain theme, in this case, holiday desserts and confections, along with wine pairings for each course. The dinners include the meal, wine pairings, overnight accommodations, and a continental breakfast the following morning. But now, participants must sign up in pairs. So if you and your significant other or spouse or friend want to do this together, it's a great opportunity, and you can just call Winthrop Rockefeller Institute for more information. It's the 48th Annual Collector Show and Sale at the Arkansas Arts Center in Little Rock on November 11th through the 12th. The New York gallery scene returns to Little Rock in the 48th Annual Show. Works are curated from a variety of New York galleries, and all works in the show are for sale, making this the perfect opportunity for seasoned collectors to add to their collections or for new collectors to enter the field. That'll be a great show at the Arkansas Arts Center.
Yeah.
And finally, as we get closer to the holidays, I wanted to let everyone know that information on the 2016 Arkansas Trail of Holiday Lights, one of my favorite things we do, will be available starting November 18th. You can find more information on that starting November 18th either on Arkansas.com, or you can go to your local Chamber of Commerce, an Arkansas Welcome Center, or any of our tourism partners to find the actual printed brochure. Trail of Holiday Lights is one of my favorite things that Arkansas Parks and Tourism does all year.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to that. Now, to find out more about these events or anything going on throughout our beautiful state, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the Events tab.
Okay, thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have a wonderful day.
That's Travel in Arkansas with Kim Williams. She's a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism, and she joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events in and around the natural state. And you can subscribe to our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.